Hello, my name is Natalie Savelle. Welcome to the Stepmom Strong podcast. This show is for stepmamas or anyone dating a parent, really, all about how to navigate the challenges that come up in this complicated and often underestimated role. I'll be bringing you tips, tricks, validation, and support so that you know that you don't have to feel alone in this role, and there are ways to make things a little less overwhelming. I hope you enjoy. Hi everyone, today's episode is part two of keeping sane during the holidays. And for today's episode, I'm going to be sharing from some stepmoms who are a part of my Empowered Stepmom Success Squad. So they have the most brilliant answers and solutions for each other, and I just love hearing how they are learning how to navigate all the complex dynamics. And so this is their third month in the program, and we've been meeting once a week, and I teach on a topic and people support each other with whatever's going on. And so I'm going to read to you, I asked them to share their top tips and things that have been helpful for them during the holidays. So this was after Thanksgiving, and I thought I would share them with you all on this podcast before Christmas comes to maybe help you give you some ideas about what could be useful for you moving forward through the holidays. So the first person said this, she is a childless stepmom. She has, I believe, three stepkids. Not a high conflict ex, but a challenging ex. And so this is what she says. You know what I did this Thanksgiving that meant a lot to me? I had a pre-Thanksgiving on Wednesday that none of them even realized I was having, even though they were all there. We have a formula for the actual day that works for all of us, Bio Mom too. She roasts the turkey and teaches yoga and then shows up for the meal. We make desserts, sides, and do the cleanup. I like it. I like hosting. I like cooking a bunch. The kids think that since she's done the turkey, she's done the hardest part. She looks good. We feel good. All good. This year, she wanted to make dessert too. I didn't freak out, but since I am also a trained cook, she's a chef, side note, I got my own turkey, roasted it the day before, spent all day buzzing and cleaning and cooking and chopping and stirring. They all came home that night and I made this turkey pot pie and a really cool cranberry tart thing. I don't know. I loved that day and there was zero attachment on anyone else's part since they didn't know it was my Thanksgiving. They didn't freak out because it wasn't the right thing. It wasn't ruined because I didn't make it exactly the way they wanted or the way their parents make it. I was just so happy. And the next day, actual Thanksgiving Day, when she showed up with a bunch of sides as well, I didn't care that we had two cranberry sauces and 100 sides. I had already had my own Thanksgiving with my family. My takeaway, there are ways to create your own holiday ritual with your family that free up your brain for flexible and less stressful holiday day. So I love that. So creative, right? Like, way to get her needs met in the situation, and nobody even had to know, and she got her needs met. So super, super creative. I absolutely love that. Okay. So the next one, our holiday schedule has been established for years, so we've got a handle on things and we don't travel during the holidays. HCBM, high conflict birth mom, and the kids, dad, don't talk about gifts. We just do our own thing and she does her thing. Because it's high conflict, it's really been the best and least stressful this way. The only thing that gets to me is if the kids are with HCBM for Christmas morning, which happens every other year, the kids compare how many gifts they got there and didn't get at our house. That's just my issue though, and I'm learning how to let go of it. If they tell us about a gift they got at their mom's, we say something nice and move on. So there you go. That's a good one for HCBM situations. Okay, the third person said, our situation is tough on one side, but extremely flexible on the other. So generally speaking, the hardest part for us is to work around the strict guidelines in stepkids' schedule. We do Christmas early when we need to, or this year we'll be doing it late, which is hard for me because it's my favorite holiday. But I've learned to adapt, and since my kids are nearly teenagers, they understand. Plus, it makes their Christmas last a little longer. We just try very hard to focus on the time we do have and make that special and memorable, even if it's not the actual holiday day. Honestly, the first few years were emotionally challenging, but after seeing all the kids just enjoy and be happy when we actually get to celebrate helps. I don't have tips per se, other than try to focus on the good and embrace that all families have different traditions and ways of celebrating. So try your best to make the differences your family has be positive memories for the kids instead of tense, awkward, and uncomfortable. Kids deal with enough having to go back and forth, and they have their own confusion and emotions to navigate. Being patient and understanding, even when it sucks and you don't want to, consistently is sometimes the best thing. I know when you have little ones, it's much, much harder, but I even knew a family that wasn't split or blended that used to travel during Christmas, so their son got Santa twice. It's all about how you choose to approach what works for your family. Awesome answer. Okay, the next person says, well, not sure if this would apply to anyone else. Famous last words, because a lot of stepmoms say that, and usually there's at least a handful of other people who have also had a similar experience. So she says, but here are a couple things that we've tried that have worked. We try to go into the holidays, especially those where we are spending time with in-laws on either side of the family, consciously. Any time that we've gone into a holiday situation without taking time to set our expectations with each other, we've really struggled. If we consciously take those blinders off to the issues we know we face with our families, we definitely do a lot better. In addition to that, we make an effort to be a unit. Yes, we have everything else going on around us, but if we're aligned, all of the other stuff doesn't seem so tough. Yeah, that's so good. So checking in and saying, okay, this is going to be hard. How are we going to handle it? And let's have each other's backs for this. It's good. Okay, the next one says, since we don't have the stepsons every Christmas dinner, we have started a tradition of getting Chinese takeout on Christmas Eve after we get home from church. So we have a special dinner with no work on our part. It's also usually a much nicer, calmer dinner than Christmas with extended family over, and my husband and I do most of the cooking. Also, I try to go in with no expectations. This past Thanksgiving, I spent some time prior to the trip, one, trying to picture the holiday going well with the in-laws and stepkids, and two, thinking about how I would react if people were rude to me or my kids so that I wouldn't feel so triggered and cornered if it happened. I saw an article saying something along the lines of, I hear what you are saying, but that's not how I see it. Not sure if that was part of the reason, but this past Thanksgiving with my mother-in-law, stepkids, and my husband's extended family was one of the nicest ones I can remember. I also spent one of the days with my brother, sister-in-law, baby niece, and my kids. So we did get a break from being crammed in a small house with the in-laws. That's my advice. So there you go, folks. That's the gist. That's all I got for the answers. And I thought you guys might like hearing that, other than me just writing off like 10 things that I thought would be helpful, actually hearing from stepmoms themselves and the things that they have found be the most useful for them to have happy and successful holiday season. Because it's really true that with blended families, things can be complicated, right, on an everyday basis. And then you add on top of that scheduling and all the pressures that go into gift giving and having things look good and all the rest of it, it does kind of get complicated sometimes, right? So those are their solutions. I hope this was helpful for everyone, and I hope everyone is going into this holiday season taking really good care of themselves and keeping a mindset of flexibility and self-care and self-compassion and reaching out for support if you need it. All right, have a good rest of your day, and I will see you soon. Hello, everyone. Natalie here. I hope you've been enjoying this podcast. I hope it's inspired you to use your challenges for growth. And I'm so glad you've gotten to listen. And I also hope it helps you realize that you're not alone or crazy. It is a very challenging role to be in a step-parenting position. So I wanted to be sure to invite you to my free Stepmom Strong Facebook community. It's a group of stepmoms who are also in a growth-oriented mindset. The women in there are amazing supports to each other, so make sure you check it out. You can head to www.facebook.com/groups/stepmomstrong And be sure to answer the entry questions when you request to join. Otherwise, you will not be let in. So seriously, be sure to answer those so I can let you in. I'd love to have you join us. Again, it's a great group. So I hope you'll come find us on Facebook/groups/stepmomstrong. No spaces or underscores or anything. All right. Thanks. Thanks again for listening. And I look forward to seeing you in there. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.